Okay, so you know how we're always trying to figure out what's really going to shape the future and like get ahead of the curve? Well, today we're looking at something that's pretty wild, actually. We're talking about how much energy AI uses and this really out there idea about using waste to power it all.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a fascinating problem.
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of stuff from United Earth Energy, UEE, about how they're trying to solve this. Like, seriously, how are we going to power all these supercomputers? Are going to break down UEE's technology, how it all works, and what it could mean, not just for AI, but for the environment too. It's a lot to unpack, so let's just jump right in.
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing here is how it all comes together, right? AI is just exploding, needs more and more power every day, these massive data centers. And at the same time, we have this huge problem with waste, what to do with it, how to make it less harmful. And that's where UEE comes in. They're kind of trying to solve both problems at the same time.
Right. Okay, so first, can we talk about how much energy we're actually talking about here? Because it's kind of hard to even imagine. Like, xAI, they have that data center in Memphis with the Colossus supercomputer.
Yeah,
That thing's pulling what, like 99 megawatts right now?
yeah, I think that's right.
And it's running on 100,000 of those NVIDIA H100 GPUs. And they want to crank it up to 150 megawatts pretty soon, maybe even 300 by late 2025. I mean, that's like powering a whole city, right?
It is, yeah. And that's just one facility, right? And the demand for AI is just going to keep growing. So you can imagine what kind of strain this is going to put on our energy infrastructure. It's massive. And the way we usually deal with this, like upgrading the power grids, it's just too slow. You can't keep up with how fast AI is growing.
And sometimes they just bring in those temporary natural gas generators. Like, I know they're doing that in South Memphis, which, I mean, yeah, it's fast, but, not exactly great for the planet.
No, definitely not.
So we need something different, something that can give us a ton of power, but also be reliable and, of course, good for the environment.
Right. And we need it fast.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big question here. How do we get all that power quickly, reliably, and make sure it's clean?
Right, and that's where this whole pyrolysis thing from UE comes in.
That's
So
right.
for anyone who's like, what is pyrolysis?
Okay, so basically, it's a way of heating up stuff, organic materials, like in UE's case, mostly old tires and other waste, without any oxygen. And when you heat it up like that, it breaks down and you get different stuff out of it, including this gas they call syngas. And they can use that to make electricity.
And that's what makes these UEE units so cool. They're not hooked up to the grid at all, right?
Well,
They say a single unit can make 4 megawatts of electricity every hour, and it powers itself, so it doesn't need to be plugged into the grid.
yeah, and that makes a huge difference, especially when you think about how fast they need to get these AI facilities up and running. You don't have to wait for the power company, to upgrade lines or anything. You just plop down the unit and it's ready to go. And you can add more units as you need them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So 4 units would be 16 megawatts and 10 units would be 40 megawatts. That's starting to look like it could actually power these huge AI systems, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's starting to get into the range where it could really make a difference.
And they say they can scale it up like crazy fast within 6 months. But is that even realistic? And what are the challenges there trying to build all this so fast?
Well, yeah, it's definitely ambitious. There's the whole manufacturing side of things, and then you have to get all those units where they need to go, and they need like a lot of waste material to keep it all running, plus all the permits, the regulations, that can take time too. But the good thing is these units are kind of like Lego blocks, They're modular, so it's much faster to set them up than building a whole power plant from scratch.
Okay, so speed is important, but obviously we can't forget about the environment. And UEE is really making a big deal about that. They say it's not just a side benefit, it's like built into their whole approach.
Yeah, absolutely.
They say their systems are even cleaner than what the EPA and the TCEQ require. Like their NOx emissions are way lower, under 25 parts per million. And get this, their lead engineer, he actually used to write EPA regulations, so they definitely know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong argument. It sounds like they're really serious about the environmental side of things, and they're working on getting certified specifically for using tires by September 2025.
And they've already got approval for coal and carbon, which is actually pretty important when you think about Memphis, because it's a non-attainment zone for ozone. That means the air quality isn't good enough.
Right, they have problems with smog there.
Exactly. And smog is a big part of that ozone problem. So UE isn't just coming in to provide power, they're also trying to help fix this air quality issue.
Yeah, and this connects directly to another problem in Tennessee, a really big one. All the tires they have to deal with.
Oh my gosh, yeah. millions of tires.
It's crazy. There was this report back in 2020. It said that there were something like 1.4 million tires illegally dumped in Tennessee every year.
1.4 million.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it costs the state millions of dollars to clean it all up. Plus, it's a health hazard, too. But here's the thing. Each of UE's units can use about 20 tons of tires every day. So if they had, let's say, 10 units running, they could be getting rid of about 73,000 tons of tires every year.
Whoa, that's actually a huge chunk of that 1.4 million. I mean, it's not solving the whole problem, but it's a really big step, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's not just about getting rid of the tires. When you keep them out of landfills, it means you need less land for those landfills. And it also reduces methane emissions, which is really important for the climate.
Okay, so it's good for the environment, but how does it actually make money? And this is where it gets really interesting. When they process all those tires, it helps them get these things called renewable energy credits, RECs, because they're basically keeping those tires out of landfills and not using fossil fuels.
Right. RECs, they're like proof that you're making clean energy. And you can actually sell them like for $5 to $50 per megawatt hour. And on top of that, they get carbon credits too, which are worth something like 20 to 50 bucks per ton of CO2 they avoid.
So there's money to be made here, right?
Yeah, a lot of potential. They even gave an example. A system that processes 200 tons of waste per day, running all the time, could make almost $20,000 every day just from those RECs. That's on top of what they save by not having to pay for all that fossil fuel.
And the data centers, they could use these credits too, right? Like to offset their own emissions, look good to investors and the public, maybe even make some extra money by selling them.
Right. It's a win-win situation. And it really makes sense for these AI companies, especially the ones like xAI, that are always pushing the boundaries, looking for new ways to do things.
Yeah, they're famous for it.
Exactly. And UE's technology really fits that mold. It's fast, it's reliable, it's right there on site, and it's good for the planet. So it's not hard to imagine these future AI data centers running on power made from waste, you know? I remember that line from one of the articles, Colossus humming on tire-powered Cingus.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And UE seems ready to partner up, even take on investments to make it all happen. It's kind of like what we've seen with other tech companies, you know, that whole vertical integration thing.
It is, yeah. They want to be part of this whole ecosystem, this whole revolution in AI.
So what's the timeline here? When are they actually going to start doing this?
Well, they want to have the whole tire pyrolysis thing running within the next 6 months. That's their goal anyway.
That's ambitious.
It is, yeah. And they're still waiting for the EPA to specifically approve the use of tires. But, you know, their big goal is clear. They want to help power the next wave of AI, and they want to do it by turning trash into treasure, basically.
And we've been talking a lot about tires because that's the big problem right now. But they could actually use a lot of different stuff, right? Like coal, wood, even manure.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things I found really interesting. They have this whole list of other stuff they can use. Agricultural waste, old railroad ties, all sorts of plastic and rubber, anything organic, basically. So this is about way more than just tires. It's about finding a way to use all sorts of waste to make energy.
So what does it all mean? I think it's pretty clear that UEE is onto something big here. They're offering a new way to power AI, a way that's not just cleaner, that also helps us deal with this huge waste problem.
Right. It's kind of a perfect storm.
Yeah.
In a good way. AI needs power. We need to get rid of waste. And UEE is right there in the middle with a solution that could benefit everyone.
It really makes you think, you know, if this works, what other industries could use something like this? I mean, there's so much waste out there. What if we can turn all of it into energy?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's like, how can we use this technology to build a whole new way of doing things, a circular economy where nothing is wasted?
Exactly. It's a pretty exciting idea, and I'm really curious to see where it all goes from here.
Me too. It's definitely something to watch.